Will the king make good on his promise? Power struggles and court intrigue from the first chapter of 1 Kings in the Haftarah for Chaye Sarah. Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
King David was now old, advanced in years, and though they covered him with bedclothes, he never felt warm. His courtiers said to him, "Let a young virgin be sought for my lord the king to wait upon your majesty and be his attendant, and let her lie in your bosom, and my lord the king will be warm." So they looked for a beautiful girl throughout the territory of Israel. They found Avishag the Shunammite and brought her to the king. The girl was exceedingly beautiful. She became the king's attendant and waited upon him, but the king was not intimate with her. Now Adoniah, son of Haggit, went about boasting, "I will be king." He provided himself with chariots and horses and an escort of 50 outrunners. His father had never scolded him. "Why did you do that?" He was the one born after Avshalom, and like him, was very handsome. He conferred with Yoav, son of Zeruiah, and with the priest Eviatar, and they supported Adoniah. But the priest Tzadok, Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, and the prophet Nathan, Shimhi, and Rei, and David's own fighting men, did not side with Adoniah. Adoniah made a sacrificial feast of sheep, oxen, and fatlings at the Zochelet stone, which is near En Rogel. He invited all his brother princes and all the king's courtiers of the tribe of Judah, but he did not invite the prophet Nathan or Benaiah or the fighting men or his brother Solomon. Then Nathan said to Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, "You must have heard that Adoniah, son of Haggit, has assumed the kingship without the knowledge of our Lord David. Now, take my advice so that you may save your life and the life of your son Solomon. Go immediately to King David and say to him, 'Did not you, O Lord King, swear to your maidservant, your son Solomon shall succeed me as king, and he shall sit upon my throne? Then why has Adoniah become king? While you are still there talking with the king, I will come in after you and confirm your words.'" So Bathsheba went to the king in his chamber. The king was very old, and Avishag the Shunammite was waiting on the king. Bathsheba bowed low in homage to the king, and the king asked, "What troubles you?" She answered him, "My lord, you yourself swore to your maidservant, by Adonai your God, your son Solomon shall succeed me as king, and he shall sit upon my throne. Yet now Adoniah has become king, and you, my lord the king, know nothing about it. He has prepared a sacrificial feast of great many oxen, fatlings, and sheep, and he has invited all the king's sons and Eviatar the priest and Yoav, commander of the army. But he has not invited your servant Solomon. And so the eyes of all Israel are upon you, O Lord King, to tell them who shall succeed my lord the king on the throne. Otherwise, when my lord the king lies down with his fathers, my son Solomon and I will be regarded as traitors." She was still talking to the king when the prophet Nathan arrived. They announced to the king, "The prophet Nathan is here." And he entered the king's presence. Bowing low to the king with his face to the ground, Nathan said, "O Lord King, you must have said, 'Adoniah shall succeed me as king, and he shall sit upon my throne.' For he has gone down today and prepared sacrificial feast of a great many oxen, fatlings, and sheep. He invited all the king's sons and the army officers with Aviatar the priest. At this very moment they are eating and drinking with him, and they are shouting, 'Long live King Adoniah!' But he did not invite me, your servant, or the priest Tzadok, or Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, or your servant Solomon. Can this decision have come from my lord the king without your telling your servant who is to succeed to the throne of my lord the king?" King David's response was, "Summon Bathsheba." She entered the king's presence, stood before the king, and the king took an oath, saying, "As Adonai lives, who has rescued me from every trouble, the oath I swore to you by Adonai, the God of Israel, that your son Solomon should succeed me as king, and that he should sit upon my throne in my stead, I will fulfill this very day." Bathsheba bowed low in homage to the king, with her face to the ground, and she said, "May my lord King David live forever."
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Coker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.